We're in the book of Acts, chapter 28. We're going to be looking at verses 17 through 31. And I find it amazing that after more than 30 years of preaching the gospel, 30 years since he saw Jesus and he came to the Lord and he started preaching the gospel, after 30 years of the Jews rejecting him, after 30 years of the Jews putting him into prison and beating him and stoning him to death and him getting back up afterwards and walking back into town and freaking everybody out. First zombie story, by the way, is out of the Bible. And I tell you, it's got everything. It's got horror. It's got sci-fi. It has everything. There's teleportation and there's, it's a really cool book. But after more than 30 years of ministry where the Jewish people have just done nothing but hurt and defame and sidetrack and try to kill Paul, he gets to Rome and the first group of people he wants to talk to are the Jews. After more than 30 years of all of these problems, his heart is still for the Jewish people first. How amazing is that? That this guy who has been abused and hurt and all of these other things, they have been doing everything they could to hinder him. Everything they could to undo his work and to kill him. They've gone to every single city that he's gone to trying to get the people to become Jews instead of living in the grace of Christ. And they've gone behind him and really enslaved the people in works instead of grace. And they've gone before him and tried to poison the hearts of the people that they wouldn't receive him. They've got him kicked out of more places than he can remember. And yet still, it's to them first that he offers his message. It's to them that he calls and he ministers to and he shares the gospel, knowing full well that they're going to reject him even here. That they're going to hurt him even here. You know, is there any example of hope and love that's undefeatable in the Bible that besides this? I mean, you look at this guy and he loved the Jewish people so much. The Bible says Jesus was talking to his disciples and Jesus said, scarcely a man will die for his friends. But there's no greater love than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. And I find it interesting that Paul consistently did that in everything that he did. He didn't give up. He didn't give up hope. He didn't give up love. He didn't say, you know what? That's it. I've tried for 30 years. Y'all get what you deserve. Go ahead. I'm not even trying with you anymore. You know, have you ever felt like giving up on somebody? You ever felt like, you know what? You're not worth my time anymore. I have tried to be nice to you. I have tried to do what's right for you. And a lot of times I hear this from spouses. Pastor, I have been trying this for 20 years and they're just not changing. Stop nudging your spouse. And you know what? I hear this a lot, but look at Paul's example. 30-something years in the ministry. Now, I don't think your wife or your husband has ever tried to murder you. They stoned Paul to death. They sent him on a ship that shipwrecked 4 times. They put him in prison. He was shipwrecked 4 times, put into prison. He was given the cat of nine tails 39 times, a number of times. This guy was tore up, and yet still, the very first group of people he goes to every time are the Jews. How many times did he forgive them? How many times did he return to them to share the gospel with them, to try to save them, to try to help them? You know, as bad as my relationships with other people might get, with friends and family and coworkers and ministry leaders of other churches, as bad as things might get in any relationship I've ever had, I can never say that I've been as diligent and as faithful as Paul. You know, that I've been there for that person and I've done everything for them, even when they have tried to murder me and kill me and send me off. I can never say, you know what, I've been that faithful. So in the end, preaching to the Jews for Paul wasn't just about the Jews. We're going to find out later that preaching to the Jews was the opening of the door of the gospel for the Gentiles. And here in this chapter, we're going to be looking at how Christ is going to be preached in Rome. The gospel is going to be shared both to the Jews and to the Gentiles, and the church is going to grow. We're going to be looking at the book, this end of the book of Acts. But I want to encourage you, think about what it takes to forgive somebody, what it takes to really be a person who honors God through just sacrificing everything for somebody. I mean, it's hard to do with people you like. Sometimes I find it easier to do for my enemies and my loved ones, though. I don't know. Sometimes it's easier to forgive a total stranger than it is to forgive the people who live in your home. Have you actually forgiven people enough? Have you tried enough? Paul says, I'm still going 30-something years later. I'm still trying. So look in verse 17. It says, and when it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. So when they had come together, he said to them, men and brethren, though I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, wanted to let me go, but because there was no cause for putting me to death. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, not that I had anything of which to accuse my nation,